Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Three major employment cases will be heard before the United States Supreme Court tomorrow. These cases involve whether sexual orientation and gender identity should be included in the word sex in the 1964 Civil Rights Act, whether the court should become an activist court and rewrite the statute is essentially at the heart of this issue. And the consequences are staggering. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, these three cases will be heard tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court. A decision is not expected until sometime in 2020. But let me just give an overview, Matt, of these cases. Two of them are consolidated together because they both involve sexual orientation, and the other one is involving gender identity. One case comes out of Georgia, and it is the Bostic case. It's an individual who worked for the Clayton County, Georgia juvenile section of the government, and ultimately in his job related to child welfare services, it was discovered that he was homosexual. The employer found out and ultimately let him go. He said that he was terminated wrongfully, and that case is one of the cases. The other one is Altitude Express. This case also involves sexual orientation. It involves a person who is a skydiver, and you know how when you jump out of an airplane, you're strapped to that skydiver expert? Well, a woman was skydiving, strapped to this individual by the name of Donald Zarda. And he said before they were going to jump, "Don't worry, I'm homosexual." So that female jumper ultimately complained. This individual was terminated for inappropriate language. And that case is the second one. The third one is a funeral home case. And it involves an individual who went on vacation, a man, and he told his employer when he returns, he will be a, quote, woman. And the employer said, well, that would violate our dress code that requires individuals to dress according to their sex. And it would be inappropriate also to inject that kind of situation into the process of grieving families. He was terminated. And so these three cases are before the high court, and the question is whether the court will just simply read the statute according to its original historical obvious meaning that sex means male and female, not same-sex relationships or gender confusion, a man who thinks or wants to identify as the opposite gender. That's a very big case, Matt, big decisions, because the consequences of misinterpreting and becoming activists by infusing those meanings into the 1964 law would be widespread across this country.
And that's exactly what this is about. Clearly, the legislative intent in 1964, sex was defined as male and female. It was intended to protect women from actual legitimate women from discrimination in the workplace. And it has been perverted and twisted now by some of the lower courts to mean gender identity and sexual orientation, something that the legislators didn't even conceptualize at the time. And so it's a pure case of judicial activism, and it is not the court's place. But this, they couldn't get this for decades. They've been trying to get this passed through INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and other means. Through the legislature, they can't get it done through the legislature, so they're doing what they do. They're trying to accomplish it through judicial fiat.
Yeah, so these decisions that they decide to make, the high court, will affect every person, hence why all of us should be watching this very, very closely.
And pray for this case, even though the case will be argued today and or tomorrow, and then later this week, the justices will meet and make a decision as to how they're voting, and then the opinion will be in the process of being written after that. Whoever is in that majority and is assigned to write that opinion will begin the first draft. But as we know from history, It doesn't mean that just because they voted one way by the end of this week, that that's the way the case is going to come out. So continue to pray for this case. We've seen major changes, like in the Obamacare case, in the 1992 abortion case, where they voted one way and the opinion was going one way. But during the writing process, one of the justices changed their vote and voted the opposite way, and the case went the opposite way. So this case will probably be released somewhere, I'm estimating, between April of 2020 or the end of June, certainly no later than the last week of June. But here's some implications. Let me just give you some examples of things that have already taken place. A Wisconsin case, a high school girl said she wanted to identify as a boy. The school district that she attended refused to permit her to use the boys' restroom. Well, she filed suit, and that case was settled for $800,000. In another case, there was some medical professionals, and they refused to ultimately give mastectomies. One refused to give hormone-blocking drugs or hormones of the opposite sex. One refused, these are all three separate cases, one refused to give a hysterectomy to a woman who wanted to identify as a man. Lawsuits were filed, and damages were ultimately imposed against these medical professionals. So these are medical professionals, and this is just one example, that say, I'm not going to give a hysterectomy. I'm not going to take out a healthy uterus in a woman. I'm not going to remove the healthy breast of a woman when there's no other medical reason to do so. There's no disease. There's no problem. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give a woman testosterone or a man estrogen when there's no medical reason other than in your mind you have confusion as to your gender. And medical professionals ought to be allowed to make those medical decisions. And yet they've been sued. Schools ought to be allowed to protect their children, not allowing boys to use the girls' shower and restrooms. But in this other case, where you have a girl doing that, an $800,000 settlement came out of that. Now, if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way and they become activists and say that the word sex, which obviously has the meaning then and now as male and female, includes sexual orientation, that is same-sex relationships, or a man who's not a woman but wants to be treated and identified as a woman, it will have widespread consequences. There will be no religious freedom exemption for churches. It will apply to everyone. And Holly, from a woman's perspective, 1964 law was initiated to stop discrimination based upon race. It's an immutable characteristic. You are born with your race. You can't change it. It was also designed to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, male and female. You are born male or female. Women were being discriminated against. But if a man, under this extended, stretched misinterpretation, could become a woman just simply by fiat of their own mind, how does that protect women? It doesn't.
No, it throws everything out the window that women have fought for regarding equality. So, you know, but my question is, how does the high court think it has authority to rewrite the law? That wasn't its job. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's the question. We don't know that that's what the high court thinks. We do know that historically the high court has become very activist. The abortion case, obviously it's not in the Constitution. Same-sex marriage is not in the Constitution. The Obamacare case, there's no way the Constitution would have upheld that to impose on people a penalty if you did not purchase a product from a private or otherwise governmental source. Mm-hmm. No way that the Constitution upholds that. I'm just glad that Justice Kennedy is no longer part of the Supreme Court, because he was focused on the whole homosexual LGBT mm-hmm. agenda. So we need to pray, Matt, that this court just looks at the statute the way it is, pretty much common sense, fairly easy decision. Sex in 1964 didn't include sexual orientation, gender identity. And Congress repeatedly has rejected attempts to ultimately include that by amendment. So consequently, the Supreme Court should not do what the Congress back then and even up till now has refused to do.
Yeah, it's an end run is what it is around the legislature.
And the consequences will be far-reaching. I can't underestimate overemphasize the importance of these cases. Please pray for the argument tomorrow, for the ultimate vote later this week by the justices, and for the final writing of the opinion. It should be very straightforward, but if you get five justices that want to be activists, the consequences will be serious. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can read our briefs that we filed in these important cases, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.